to four. Zipping up the big. That's it.
I mean one thing, women. Yeah, it's Thursday night. That can only mean one thing. It's time for another radio show, and I forgot the title.
It's right there.
Why don't you say it?
Progress in the personal development journey, and then some.
I'm not sure what you meant right there. I'm looking at the switchboard, and I don't see it. So, anyhow, we got it. That's the beauty of it, and it also proves that we are live and in-person radio. So I'm your host, Oro Cass, and across there, the big help is Miss Paula Cass, the other host, and we're here going to bring you a show to talk about what we've been up to for the last few days and something that we're very passionate about, which is personal self-development. So if you're here for something else, you might want to
come back Saturday.
The whole situation. Or, yeah, come back Saturday when it's open mic and you can pick the topic.
At 3 p.m. Eastern.
3 p.m. Eastern, yep. Where would I be without you?
I don't even want to think about that.
Well, that's okay, because it's funny. We just got done with day three with a very famous person, and I am so excited to be sitting and watching this guy on the 55-inch big screen that happens to be wired to the computer for these webinars that we're watching, this training challenge. It's called the 7-Day...
Comeback Challenge.
Comeback Challenge. Yeah, that's the name of it, Comeback Challenge. And a gentleman by the name of Tony Robbins is the one that's hosting it. And I know there's probably very few people on the planet that don't know who Tony Robbins is. So we'll just leave that introduction about him there. And at the very same time, we have another challenge going on with somebody just as big as far as I'm concerned. He maybe doesn't draw quite as big a crowd as Tony, but he is in the same league with Tony as far as teaching people how to look at yourself, how to carry yourself, motivational stuff. Ray Higdon is his name, and he also does a lot with marketing. A lot of his 14-day challenge has to do with how to run your business, how to generate leads, how to be motivational. Have I forgot anything?
No, I mean, he gets into social media. He's big on using social media to develop your customer base, and teaches you Twitter, Facebook, the whole nine yards.
Yeah, and it's funny because he got us started doing something that we've been talking about for quite a while, but neither one of us really took time to do very much of it. And it happens to be Ray Higdon's favorite thing to do, and I'm loving it because he's getting me in the habit of doing it. And Let me tell you how it started. Ray Higdon, 7 years ago, I believe it is, right? I believe it's 7 years ago. He talks about it. Or maybe, seven. This man has done a Facebook Live every single day, 7 days a week, for 7 years plus. That's dedication. I mean, he has not missed one single day. And what he puts out, the information he has on these little deals he does in the morning, he does them in the morning on his group. The name of his group is Rank Makers, RANKMAKERS, Rank Makers. So it's easy to find. Just look it up. Facebook is the best place to find him. And I don't think it's too late. You might even be able to join in the challenge.
Yeah, everybody seems to be taking people in as, you know, kind of like a snowball rolling downhill and just sort of picks up snow as it goes, rocks and ice.
Yeah. Well, and it's there's a big major contrast between the two challenges. And that is, like I said before, Tony, of course, the better known as TR, that's what everybody calls him. TR is known worldwide and is able to charge hundreds of thousands of dollars for an appearance and draws in millions of people over the course of a year or two to his seminars. Well, since this whole COVID thing started, all of these motivational people and all of these speakers haven't been able to set up these conventions where people pay lots of money and go sit in a crowd of 1,000 people and watch a stage full of really good people, really cool people that talk about everything from marketing to motivation, self-help,
life coaches. I mean, they give themselves all kinds of titles, but they're motivational speakers.
Yeah, it's motivational speaker pretty much, yeah. And like Paula said, we've had a lot of experience with that. Matter of fact, the first person that we had experience with that, a gentleman by the name of Mike Conaway, who's lives in the Northwest. I believe he's a man of the cloth.
He's in Dallas now.
Or Dallas, okay, yeah, he moved to Dallas. And we saw him back in the 90s when we were involved with another network marketing company, and we were able to travel to one of these big live events, and it happened to be in Cancun, Mexico. Matter of fact, we didn't just go to one. We went to two of these events. And actually, I had the pleasure of being able to go to three. Miss Paula allowed me to go to none other than Aruba by myself. Now, you want to talk about strength in relationship? How many people's wives, how many guys' wives out there would have let them jump on a plane and go to Aruba for a so-called business seminar for a week? Probably not many. But that's where Miss Paula and I are a little bit different. We've always been a little bit different than most married couples. And today was a really cool day with Tony Robbins. Tony Robbins, he breaks it down into, he's only on 7 days. Ray did a 14 day. So for the next 5 days or 4 days, we're going to be like we have been for the last three, which is running two simultaneous challenges at the same time. They both happen to start at 2 p.m. Eastern. So the good news is Ray kind of breaks his up through the day. He starts out with some stuff in the morning. Then he does his webinar type speaking. And then in the evening, he comes back on and takes questions and answers. So he's actually on three times each day for 14 days. On the other hand, Tony is on for anywhere from 2 to 4 hours a day from 2 p.m. on. And it's pretty rigid on the time schedule. But the website, the Facebook site.
Rigid on time schedule, Tony.
What?
I said Tony hasn't been rigid on the time schedule all week.
Well, this is true.
But it's been really good stuff.
Oh, yeah. Well, what she's saying is the first day we were supposed to be, I think, 2 hours, and we ended up going somewhere between 4.5 and 5 hours, which got into supper time and everything. But how can you say no to Tony Robbins? Come on. I mean, there's people that pay $100,000 to sit in the same seat we're sitting in right now. And they don't get 7 days. They get one day or maybe two. Blows my mind because I was able to see him that trip to Aruba when that was where I saw him, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was in Aruba. And the first convention I went to before Paul and I went to the other two with the group we were with. And I tell you what, all of these people that do this say the same thing, and I will echo it. If you're in any kind of business, where whether it's on the internet or a brick and mortar business or whatever, all of this stuff is good. The lead generation, so on and so forth. Used to be people like this were pretty much attracted only by network marketers, or what we refer to as MLMers, because those are the people that were doing, you know, liking the motivational stuff and so on and so forth. So, but nowadays in 2020, they have adapted what they talk about to fit any business. And then like today, Tony went from, you know, talking about where's your head, where's your heart, where's all that. And today it was about relationships. And it's like I put on the homework page. That's one we nailed. We got that nailed. At 34 and a half years married, no problem.
Well, Ed, you could apply a lot of that to business too. Because if your business is servicing a one-on-one client, which, well, even in a brick-and-mortar situation, a retail situation, you're still one-on-one with a client.
Right.
And it's all about how you carry yourself, how you deport yourself with them, how you speak to them. You know, if you're take the time to talk to them and develop a relationship with them. So it even applies in business.
Right. And, of course, I'm all bubbly and fired up over this whole thing with two serious, big-time, big-name motivational speakers that I get to pay attention to every day for the next upwards of 12 days, or 10 minus 3 is 11. 11 days. We'll get the math right here in a minute. But
he says it's not high math.
Yeah, it's not high math here, you know. It's basically the excitement takes over the math. That's why I got screwed up there. Because I'm sleeping like a baby, but I'm not sleeping very long. It's like when I wake up in the morning, it's like, okay, how long till 2 o'clock? 2 o'clock's when the good stuff hits. And neither one of these gentlemen have let us down. What do you think?
Oh, I think you're right. I haven't gotten to see as much of the Ray Higdon challenge as Oro has. He's been right there because at that, when he does his webinar part, I'm usually involved with other things with my dad and stuff in the mornings. But what I've seen with Tony Robbins has just been...
What's really cool about Ray is he's putting everything up in recordings. If you're part of the group, you get to go in and watch it whenever you can.
Right. And the thing with Tony is, you know, he's large and in charge. And he's up there and he's moving and he's dancing and, you know, and he's got all these screens. Yeah, he's got all these screens up with the VIP people, which is people that come in on Zoom. And he's got, I think he said 5,400 people sitting in it. Yeah, who paid money to be VIP and have, you know, a private, they do the thing with everybody, and then they have private access for like an hour. They cut off Facebook and they go strictly to Zoom for an hour for Q&As. But the hour, 2 hours, the first day was supposed to be 2 hours, and it started out, it became 4 hours, and if you ignore the rough language, you get a lot of great tidbits.
No stranger to the F-word.
Yeah, he's no wilting, shrinking violet.
But like I did, he uses it.
For emphasis, I know.
And every time, if you notice.
He doesn't just drop an F-bomb to drop an F-bomb.
The one we watched today, if you notice, he showed the clip of the one convention he did.
Yeah.
Where he was saved your marriage right in front of 2,500 people. And it was very cool, very powerful. But, yeah, this, I mean, I use the F-bomb a lot, too. Most of the time, nobody can hear it. And if you, I believe you can vouch for it, but 9 times out of 10 when I use it, it's, like you said, for emphasis.
Yeah.
So if that bothers you, you got to, you know, if you just have to cancel out Tony Robbins because of the F-bomb, I'm not sure what to tell you.
I feel sorry for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just a word. It only has the power that you give it. But you think with these motivational speakers that, you know, it's all the same stuff. And there's nothing new under the sun when it comes to motivational speaking. But this guy has a way of kind of crawling in your head and taking a can opener to it and opens your brain up and causes, and if you're honest with yourself and do the homework, if you're honest, then you get a lot out of this. Cause like I said, it's like he's, you know, got his little X-ray looking into your brain and he's going, okay, here's what you need to do to fix this. And
wow.
Yeah. And well, and he reminds me of a saying that a gentleman that we know once said that if you haven't lived life, you can't give other people advice on how to live life. And you know, he wasn't brought up with a silver spoon or anything like that. So he's lived, you know, he's had his trials and tribulations, so he understands the trials and tribulations of everyday people.
I was actually shocked, and you know how hard it is to shock me. I was shocked when Tony shared his past. That was incredible that he even lived through what he put up with through his past. And it's easy to tell how he became the man that he is today because of it.
He has a very inspiring story. It's an incredible story.
Oh my God, yes. And also want to put it out there, Tony Robbins Comeback Challenge is open for more people, and it's free. Here's the best part. Started something back, I forget how long ago he said, probably when he first started, 40 years ago. And or when he was a kid, I guess, is when he did it. Gave away his first meals.
Yeah, well,
he went and bought 4 meals. I think he's a teenager, and he went and bought 4 meals for a couple or some people. And when he did that, he tells in his story how that inspired him to do that as much as he could, even whether he had lots of money or not. Okay, that's where it started. Today, this little webinar that we're involved with for 7 days is already responsible for passing out over 2 million meals around the world. And the reason why is because when someone comes to join in with the challenge, unlike other challenges, there's no fee. And he also makes a big deal out of the fact that whenever you join the challenge, I think it's 10. Somebody, he supplies 10 free meals on his list, puts 10 free meals on his list under your name. And then if you're in the VIP, I think it's 100, if I remember right. And it's amazing to think the amount of food that this man's been responsible for giving people to eat over the years, over the last 40 years. It's unmeasurable, I would imagine.
And I think let me see if I can pull up the Facebook group here real quick. I think it says on there, I think it's like 5 billion meals.
Yeah, 5 billion. I'm pretty sure it's in the billions. But that's what drew me to Tony years ago. Years and years ago, I got one of his books or a cassette, a bunch of cassettes or something, and he talked about that and why he does it. And that's why I've always been extremely excited about hearing what Tony has to say. And then in 98, I guess it was, I got a chance to meet him in person, shake his hand in Aruba at the convention that I went. And even though it was 23 years ago, he was just as good as he is today. I mean, he's lost nothing over the years. Man suffered at one point from mercury poisoning, and that's why his voice sounds like it does, because the mercury poisoning affected his vocal cords. And it's actually
a miracle.
He
said he burned a hole in his esophagus.
Burned a hole in his esophagus, yeah. And it's a miracle that he's able to speak today, let alone, you know. So the sound of his voice is a blessing, no matter how rough or bad it is. And sometimes it's actually hard to understand. He gets excited and then gets hoarse. And he's like hoarse all the time, sounds hoarse all the time. So when he gets hoarse from hollering and screaming, it's like you can barely tell what he's saying sometimes. But the energy that flows from this man, I don't care. Like you said, I don't care who you are. I don't care what kind of rut you think you're in or whatever. Get yourself some Tony Robbins. And it's real easy these days because there's a little thing called YouTube. And there's Tony Robbins convention videos all over YouTube where people have pirated them on. There's places where you can see them where they're on there legally. I mean, Tony Robbins is all over the internet. It's real easy to find.
Well, what's amazing to me, I don't know if they took like their basement and converted it into the studio for this webinar or, you know, how they did it. But the man is 6'7". He's not a small man.
No.
And there's screens all around him and computers and, you know, they're like, what, 50-inch televisions or something that these screens are showing all these pictures of people on. And, you know, he's got one that's got some of these graphics on them.
Oh, no,
them
ones up on the wall, those are like probably 96-inch screens.
But anyway, there's a 6'7" man in this room with like a 8-foot ceiling, and he's dancing and he's throwing his arms around, and I mean, he's moving all the time, and you're thinking this is going to be a disaster. He's going to end up right in the middle of these dozen TV screens that, you know, he's going to stick his foot right through one.
Right. Well, and then like I said, and I want to let everybody know there's another name that we're going to mention. Actually, we're going to talk about after the half hour break. And it has to do with a 30-day challenge that got this all started. That's coming up in the second half of the show. A gentleman by the name of Pete Vargas, who is also a world-renowned speaker and, you know, works stages and conventions and so on. And he's another one that if you want to spend some personal time with him, you better have at least five figures in your bank account. So whenever you get a chance to get with somebody like this that has this much energy and do it for very either a small amount of money or like with Tony for free, it's incredible. I mean, it dawned on me the first 5 minutes we were listening to him on day one back on Tuesday that we're sitting here listening to the same stuff that somebody somewhere else paid $100,000 to hear. That's powerful. That's big stuff.
Oh, and he talks about all the people that he's worked with over the years, Richard Branson and basketball players.
Presidents.
I mean, he's got, what was it, a Lakers championship ring because he worked, you know, keeping the head straight on the Lakers player the year that they won the national championship. And
yep.
So, I mean, it's amazing the life he's lived. He definitely lives in interesting times, and that's supposed to be a curse, but he turned it into a positive. Unmute.
You've been able to had the advantage of living with that positivity for 34 years. I've been known to get down on myself. I've been known to crawl down in the rut, but for the most part, I'm always doing like my grandmother, rest in peace, Goldie, taught me, which is to find the good in everything. No matter how bad something is, somewhere in that, all that bad, you're able to find some good for yourself. And that's the way my grandmother used to say it. So, you know, it's about Tony brings that out, like you said earlier. Tony brings that out in people. He brings out the good in people, no matter how messed up their life is or how messed up their head is or their heart or anything. And watching this day three challenge, the live video where he put on the video up on the big screens, this convention he did where it started out, he was talking to a woman down in the audience, and she was obviously very distraught over her wedding or her marriage. And, you know, things weren't going, things were pretty much dead in the water, whatever, so on. And he had her come out and explain to 2,500 people in this audience her personal problems in her marriage with a microphone. And this woman did it. She followed through. She cried. She ended up getting Tony a little teary-eyed in the middle of it because it was a really sad, ugly story that she was telling. And the fact of it was, what she kept saying in the middle of it was how much she really did still love her husband. But, and then there was all this other stuff. And Tony took all that other stuff, turned every bit of it around into a positive, and long story short, in a nutshell, the woman and the man were embracing in a very loving embrace like they probably hadn't done in 20 years when Tony was finished with them. And any time that one person can affect the lives of two other people like that, that's worth a lot of money. That's worth all the money in the world. That's what that couple would tell you.
Oh, yeah. Because, I mean... They had, I think, 18, 19 years together, and, you know, that's a lot of time to invest in a relationship and in another person, and, you know, if you can keep that going, then that says a lot, because most people these days, when the tough get going, they pack up and leave. They don't stay. You know, it's like you see these memes on social media that says, you know, well, how did you stay married for 75, 80 years? It's, well, you know, in our day, if it was broke, you fixed it because
right.
You didn't have anything else. You didn't have the money for anything else. You couldn't just leave. You had to fix it.
Yep. What'd you get quiet for?
So
you scare me when you do that. You know that, right?
So,
Leroy's here. Hang on tight. Somebody's about to pull in. I see him coming up the road.
Yeah. Well, try and head him off at the pass. We don't. I'm too tired to clean up anything tonight.
Yep, it's Leroy.
He's just a walking disaster area.
Yeah, he is. Hey, I know we probably played this like last week, but it's one of my all-time favorite songs, and we're coming up on the half-hour break. So, you're listening to KDCL Media, the pride of internet radio for Deep Creek Lake, Garrett County, Maryland, and the entire world, and we'll be right back.
Pleasures here on earth I've found. Oh. had no friends to help him down. Yeah, fare thee well, my old true lover. I never expect to see you again. For I'm bound to ride that northern railroad. Perhaps I'll die upon this train.
Perhaps he'll die upon this train.
And that was Home Free, Man of Constant Sorrow, and you're listening to KDCL Media, the pride of internet radio for Deep Creek Lake, Garrett County, Maryland, and the world. And you're... No, you're not. And you're back, and we're back. Oh, well, no. It's having one of its hiccups. We were talking earlier about tonight's show is about the personal development things that we work with to constantly improve who we are and what we're doing, and you know, kind of help give us that nudge, you know, when we get stuck in the rut when you're doing marketing and trying to establish a business and take care of your home life, and you know, it sometimes gets to be a little much, and you kind of get down and you have trouble picking yourself back up. And to stop and listen to one of these people that, I mean, just to listen to them, you know, go to YouTube and watch, you know, an hour or, you know, 10 minutes. And a lot of times that, you know, ignites the fire that you need to get you started. There you are. I hear you.
Am I here now?
You're here now.
All right. I don't know what's up with this laptop. It keeps muting my microphone by itself.
It's trying to stop you from
gremlins.
Talking.
It's gremlins.
They don't want you to talk.
Good luck with that.
Yeah. Isn't that the truth? That's like trying to stop a river. It's high flood stage.
That's it. But as we mentioned before, in the first half of the hour, half of the show, there was another little deal that kind of started this whole thing that happened.
You've kind
back
of become a junkie for this, you know.
Yeah, I know. It's pretty cool, actually. just imagine how more expanded your brain is after the last 65, 70 days.
If it expands anymore, it's going to leak out your ears.
No, yours. Oh. I didn't say mine. I said yours. Mine was already full. It just kept all that stuff we've got all these years up about this stuff. But I am really turned on to the fact that you are getting it this time.
Oh, well, it's like...
Thanks to Tony.
It's like the man said, it's psychology, but the way it's presented makes all the difference in the world. Psychology can be one of the driest things you ever want to talk about or read about, but if it's presented in the right way, you know, it's the teacher. It's all about the teacher. It's not about the subject or the material. It's about the teacher.
Yeah, you're right. And our first encounter, as Ms. Paula liked to point out, I'm becoming addicted to these speakers' challenges, which is a good thing as far as I'm concerned. This all started back in March, I believe it was. And I was surfing around like I usually do on the internet and hanging out on Facebook. And this guy, because we are working with a network marketing company now, and yes, we are proud network marketers. And if you take time to study on that just a little bit, you understand why we're using the word proud there, because it is the way to do business these days. But anyhow, I was doing my thing and doing a little prospecting online, and I came across this gentleman who I don't even remember what page it was on. It was on Facebook, but I don't remember whereabouts on Facebook. His name was Pete Vargas. And of course, me being in the prospecting mood that I was, I started prospecting Pete. We had a conversation on direct message on Messenger, and he came on and he let me know, you know, hey, how you doing, blah, blah, blah. And basically the conversation started. I always try to start the conversation by checking up on people and making sure they're making out okay these days with all this crazy stuff going on in the country. So that makes a nice icebreaker to introduce yourself. I've had people introduce themselves to me the same way. And I did this with Pete. And he immediately understood what I was doing. He used to do the same thing a lot when he was marketing instead of being a speaker. And he quickly cut me off at the pass and said, I know what you're doing. I know the company you're with. I'm very familiar with it. And here's a link. And that was it. Pete disappeared. Wasn't any more conversation. I sat there and typed, you know, I was all excited. I was typing, da 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 da, boom, boom, boom. No answer. Okay, try some more. But I was typing more, and boom, boom, boom. No answer. So Pete was gone. I'm thinking, okay, let's check out this link. And when I clicked on the link, it took me to Pete's challenge page on Facebook. And this wasn't just your average everyday challenge. This bad boy was 30 days in a row. 7 days a week for upwards of 2 hours a day for 30 days. And that one was, Pete is very spiritual. He's a Christian and he's very spiritual. And so it had a lot of Christianity and spirituality mixed in with it, which was great. I mean, that's part of the mindset. That's part of getting your mind right, is being, you know, in tune with spirit. So that was the beginning of this journey that we're on. And I'm not sure it's over yet, because there's plenty more motivational speakers out there. I need a longer cord for my headset.
We get much more material. I'm going to have to buy a computer just for that material.
Well, see, I'm glad you said that, because that's why what I want to talk about in this half hour is we decided to sign up, which we did, for the 30-day challenge. Or I did, and you tagged along, I believe. And
that's how it usually goes.
So we got into this thing, and it's obvious, you know, all these guys have the same motivation. Number one, to help people. Number two, to make money. And it's always in that order. You'll never find somebody like we're talking about here that is greedy, or, you know, it's all about the money. If they're like that, they don't last very long. They don't get a big audience like the people we're talking about. Okay. But, it, you know, money makes the world go round, plain and simple. It helps with happiness, I guess is a good way to say it, because of the world we live in. And Pete's idea was to do this 30-day deal. He had it all set up where you tuned in, and he had these speakers. And if I'm not mistaken, it was somewhere about 160 speakers over 30 days. I think that was the number.
Something like that. There was a lot.
Somewhere between 140 and 160 speakers altogether. And what's really crazy is every one of these people that he had speaking had their own little package for sale. You know, their tapes or their CDs or, you know, their motivational website, whatever. And it was it's something that they all charged, some of them, a lot of money for. I mean, we were listening to people like the guy from
Jack Canfield that wrote Chicken Soup for the Soul.
Yeah, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Jack Canfield. I have a personal connection now with Jack Canfield, thanks to Pete.
Damon Johns,
the one I was trying to think
Shark
of.
Tank.
Right. The doctor, Dr. Amon.
Dr. Amon, there was a couple football players.
Oh, man, the list just goes on and on. There's no way you can sit here and talk about everybody. But the one that impressed me the most out of all the speakers we heard over 30 days was Nick Santo. And that's not his full last name. That's what we called him. And Nick Santo is a very special individual. He was born with no legs, no right arm, or just a nub, a long, skinny nub, bone-looking thing for a right arm that was 8 or 10 inches long, or about a foot long, I guess, from the way he described it, and a left arm that was underdeveloped, and his hand only had the middle finger, or a finger, which was in the middle of the hand. And this guy is a motivational speaker.
He's a hell of a motivational speaker.
And he's the best I've ever seen, the best I've ever heard. Because no matter what his disability is, this guy, if you didn't know that's what his body looked like, if you were just listening to him, say, on the radio, you wouldn't believe it that he was handicapped the way that he
funny.
Was.
Oh, he's so funny.
Oh, yeah.
It's self-deprecating, but funny.
Yeah. I mean, and he talked about, he went all the way back to his childhood and how, you know, the doctors told his mother when he was in the womb that, you know, he wasn't going to be fully developed. He was probably going to be missing limbs and so on. And his mom and dad said, oh, well, we'll take it anyway. We'll do it anyway. We love him anyway, so on and so forth. And he it took a whole day to tell his story. And most of the day, and then talk about how he got into this whole speaking thing and, you know, all the different jobs that he worked and so on. The guy's a millionaire because of his speaking tours. So that's why I said what I said earlier about the whole thing with greed. It's true. These people charge sometimes a lot of money. I mean, Tony Robbins charges the price of a house to go to one of his seminars, depending on which one it is. So, but you got to ask yourself, what are you going to get for that money? What's it worth to you? And here's what we got with Pete Vargas. At the end of the 30 days, of course, during the whole 30 days, he kept talking about these packages. We had a silver package, a gold package, and a platinum package. And what the packages consisted of was all of the programs that all 100-plus speakers had that they marketed to people. And we're talking about some pretty intense study material, seriously intense study material. Matter of fact, I've got one. The one with Jack Canfield is a 12-month program.
Holy cow.
I showed it to you.
Yeah, oh, that's
right,
you did.
Got the wheel with 12 months.
Yeah, the wheel, yeah.
And it's a monthly thing. He breaks it down into a weekly thing and then on down into a daily thing. So basically what's going to happen is Jack Canfield is going to be in our head for the next 365 days or so. Because that's his program. I don't know what it costs, but I would imagine it's a hefty price tag. And we got it because we paid for the gold package. And what was really cool, Pete had it set up so that all this money that was paid for these packages, and it was hundreds, and the platinum package ended up being a couple thousand.
I was going to say that top package, by the time it was all said and done, it was like
$1,900. $1,900, yeah, to be in the platinum VIP. Same VIP like we're talking about with Tony.
Yeah, where you got
matter
in
fact,
the...
Tony got the idea for the way he did
yeah,
his
he did.
7 days from Pete.
Because, well, Tony was on this with this Rise Up Challenge with Dean Gracioso, and he said, you know, this is a really good idea. I'm going
to
steal it.
Yeah, he said right on there. He said, I think I'm going to have to do this. And then what's really cool, just staying on Tony just for a second, he has a live seminar coming up in Orlando, I think it is.
That's right.
Tampa. No. Tony.
Ray has one in Orlando.
Orlando, yeah, it's Ray. Okay, I'm thinking of Ray. Yeah, Ray's got the first live one coming up. Yeah.
October.
Not Tony. In October, and if things work out right, it's possible we could be there. That would be really cool. I would love to meet Ray in person. But back to Pete. The reason I brought that up is because Ray announced this morning he's announcing his speakers one day at a time, and this morning yesterday morning he announced that one of the speakers would be none other than Mr. Pete Vargas, live and in charge. I like meeting these guys, so that's why I want to try to work it out to go and see them in person someday, soon. But
get in their energy and rub
it
all over.
When you shake their hand, for me personally, a handshake is as powerful as it gets because you get to get in their energy to the point where it's physical contact, and that is huge for me and anybody else that's sensitive to energy. But anyhow, back to Pete, he had these three different packages, and they started out fairly cheap. At the beginning of the 30 days, you could buy in before you had any chance to hear any speakers or anything, just basically buying in blindly and buy into any one of the three levels you wanted to. And then 30 days, each week that went by, the price went up on the packages, and then they went up again, then they went up again. And you're thinking, okay, well, how much money does this guy think he's going to make off of this? Now I'm going to tell you the rest of the story. Pete Vargas is the man, because in the third day, I believe it was, either the second or third day of the 30 days, we got to vote on something as a group. And we're talking about a group that was worldwide on the internet. And I forget what they said it amounted to. I think at any given time, there was 8,000 or 9,000 people live listening in or watching in and participating. So that was how big the vote was. And they gave us, I guess they did a backroom thing with different charities, and they figured out all different charities to say, hey, let's put this list of charities up there and let the group pick which charity that we're going to give all the money from all the packages to. Yeah, that's right. Pete Vargas didn't make a dime on that 30 days. And he was very proud of it. And he said all of his presenters that came, some of the ones that didn't show up, that weren't able to be there, it was because they couldn't agree to give away their packages in this thing, because that's what they were doing. It's like you giving away your car, you know, or if you got a store walking in, telling somebody to walk in and do a shopping,
give you the most expensive thing you got.
Leave for free, yeah. But Pete said, no, nobody gets to charge anybody anything. There's not going to be any outside contact going on, you know, where the speaker gets a hold of somebody in the audience that when we're not on the seminar. And they all agreed to it. And every dime, I think $7.5 million is what Pete says right now, somewhere along the lines of $7.5 million has gone to not just one charity that was picked, but Pete decided to break it up and give it to all three, a certain amount to all three.
All four.
Or four. Yeah, there was four of them. You remember the names?
Oh, hell. Samaritan's Purse was Run.
Backpack.
Right? Yeah, Red Backpack. I forget the other two.
Oh, well, they can go look it up. But anyhow, it was four very well-known charities. And so we got in on the gold package. We decided, okay, we can't afford the platinum because it was already over 1,000 by the time we figured out we could get it. And we decided to get the gold package. And man, am I ever glad we did. It was a serious struggle to come up with the money to invest in the gold package. But it was worth it knowing that it was going to go to charity. It wasn't going in some motivational speaker's pocket or some motivational speakers company. And so we got the gold package, and it turns out we ended up with, I believe it's 16 packages from 16 different speakers.
No, there's a lot of material.
Yeah, whenever I opened up the thing, there was a list where I had to scroll for about 5 minutes to get to the bottom of it. And it was all the stuff that was in our gold package. And it was all had things that had to be downloaded, website saved.
So the whole nine yards.
Yeah, I got a file with probably 200 PDFs in it just from that. And it's something that we're going to be able to go back to on a regular basis and get serious training of all kinds, because Pete covered every base. He covered marketing. He covered everything. I mean, it was all there. For 30 days, we were immersed into everything that has to do with what we've been talking about. And you can watch the... And so we got the gold package. We spent all the time getting everything downloaded and everything. And now today, my schedule looks something like this. Over coffee, I get to listen to, say, 30 minutes of one of the trainers, one of the people that was on the 30 days. And then 30 minutes after that, I tune in somebody else and pull up
and
one of the others.
And there was Ray Higdon's morning, his morning Facebook thing. And
that just blew it all up. Because we got involved with Ray on his 14-day challenge, and he insists that everybody tunes in. And he sits and watches to be sure. And everybody tunes in to his daily live. So, yeah, we had to rearrange the schedule a little bit while these other two challenges are going on. But the fact is, I've laid out a timetable where it looks like about 60 to 70 days, maybe no more than 90 days from now, I will be able to say that I've been through every course, every training, so on and so forth. The webinars. I mean, the one person, I can't remember their name, somebody that's not quite as well known as Tony Robbins, but he has this course that when you open it up, most of them have 6 modules, 10 modules. This guy, you open it up, had 320 modules.
Yeah, and that doesn't count all the stuff that we got from Eric Worre.
Right. That was how I was going to finish this up this evening. I know we're about out of time. But in the middle of all that, Eric Worre was one of the people on the 30 days. And we got to hear him. So then I went over and checked out Eric Worre's page. And there's just one more that's been around all this time. I was out trucking and wasn't paying attention to this stuff. When we were swore off of network marketing, I let all this be. I let it all alone. I didn't worry about any of it. And I guess today, that's why I like, you know, it seems like every time you turn around, I'm signing up for another one. It's like I can't get enough. And I recommend it for anybody. You know, if
yeah,
you think
it's
just a
anything.
Bunch of hot air, you're thinking the wrong way.
If you're having a bad day, put Tony Robbins on. It'll be better in 5 minutes.
Just the idea of putting him on would do it. I wouldn't even have to listen. Just saying the name. But anyhow, that's where we've been. That's where we're going. That's where we're at. And we have 4 more days of Tony and 11 more days of Ray. And then we'll be looking for the next challenge.
Yeah, I don't know. Like I said, we're going to have to get a computer just to store all this stuff on.
Well, yeah, but just look how good it all is. I mean,
well, it is. I mean, it's not. It doesn't become obsolete. You know, unless the internet went away tomorrow, is the only way that this would become obsolete. So it's material that's going to be. You can pull it out at any time, and it'll still be relevant.
Yep. You're right on the money.
And I do want to remind everybody that our next show will be at 3 p.m. Eastern time on Saturday.
Right. And you got any idea what it's going to be about? Oh, wait a minute. It's Saturday. It's Free for all.
Saturday, yeah, it's whatever it wants to be about.
Free for all is, well, back when we was on the air like 7 days a week, 3 hours a night, we would do a free for all show. We'd end up with 20 or 30 people in the chat room and another 10 or 15 or more on the call, on the switchboard calling in, and the audience picks a topic, whether it's a comment in the chat room or somebody on the phone. You know, if you call in, you can dial in anytime you want at 515-602-9763. That puts you directly on the switchboard. And if you choose, a little deal in there where you can raise a virtual hand and we bring you up on the show and you can hang out and talk with us on the show and bring up whatever topic you like. That's reserved nowadays for Saturday 3 p.m. show, the free-for-all show. Free-for-all and then some.
That's pretty much it.
Dot, dot, dot.
Dot. Well, that dot, dot, dot doesn't always come out well in the URL address, so that's why I didn't put the dot, dot, dot.
Oh. Well, I use it all the time, even when I'm chatting. If you notice, it stops the autocorrector.
Yeah.
So you're not sending, you know, your text message doesn't go, is going to the person you want it to go to instead of somebody with the same first name but a different last name type of thing.
Or it doesn't make your sentence not make any sense because it threw in six more words.
And one thing that I really like Messenger, there's two things I don't like about it. It's easy to get hacked, and you can't take it back.
That's right.
So you better know what you're putting when you put it in there. You can't take it back.
Good night, everybody.
Slip below a bed of stars, no sign of trucks or cars, just you and I over the sea. When the tide came in, you had to find high ground to save me. That seems to be just what you do. I can only hope with all my heart that maybe, baby, if you're gonna move along, you're always gonna wanna take me too. Oh, don't matter if we're rich or poor, you know we've both been there before. And I'd follow you around the world till the end of time. A twin bed in a cheap hotel, the big city never did us well. Busted TV and a broken chair, holding hands down the avenue, watching all the silly things that people do. But we stroll along without a care. When the rain came down, you threw your coat on the ground to save me. Oh, that seems to be just what you do. I can only hope with all my heart that maybe, baby, if you're gonna move along, you're always gonna wanna take me too. Ooh.